Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Two Jays go for 22 apiece, and the Boston Celtics a 20-point win.
A convincing win, 3-1, the final, and 3-1 in the series.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. Gresh and Fourier. Gresh just couldn't handle re-entry, so Andy Hart is filling in. You know, the trip was just so rough. There was just so many good times. Why is Twitch on an empty chair? It's the first thing I noticed. You know what? Because you moved.
I switched chairs.
You switched chairs, and whoever was doing Twitch wasn't asleep at the wheel. It, and there's just there it is, zoom to the right. Yeah, so I said Gresh is out. Gave us a call at around 6:30 in the morning. Says he wasn't feeling good. His tummy hurt. Too much fried chicken. So Andy Hart, how you doing today?
I am tremendous.
How did you feel about that call first thing this morning?
Well, I kind of missed it for a while because I was still sleeping. But yeah. Then I was like, yep, good to go. Let's go.
Okay.
Throw my shorts on. It's a beautiful sun's out, guns out kind of day.
It is.
An orange sweatshirt that inspires me to just have the show of my life. Your WNBA logo.
That's you don't even have a kid that plays hoops. Your
well,
daughter
does.
Doesn't play
hoops.
It's for the girls. It's for the girls. It's not for the boys.
I almost ordered one of those.
I like
it's
the
nice
orange
sweatshirt.
Color.
Yeah.
I like the orange color.
Orange, you glad the Patriots drafted Drake May?
So you heard the open real quickly, though. Celtics, that was the key point. I'm always surprised what Nick decides to put in the open because sometimes it drives me down a certain road, and other times I ignore it completely, which is what I'm going to do right now because we're going to talk Celtics later in the show. But they did do exactly what I predicted them to do. They're going to beat the crap out of the Heat, which they did. They won by 20. It wasn't really even close. They flirted with coming back, but they're just not talented enough. And we'll get to that later on today, what Jaylen Brown said. But I want to start with the draft. You thought I was going to start with Messi playing soccer in Gillette Stadium, right? You thought I was going to start with that.
Well, then I really would have had an empty chair because I would have walked out.
You just walked out. All right, so the draft picks, all of them are in. Undrafted free agents, they're all in. So the Patriots ended up taking 8 guys. 7 of the 8 were offensive players.
Love it.
Drake May, Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Caden Wallace, Laydon Robinson is your guard. So they go quarterback, wide receiver, tackle, guard, wide receiver again, cornerback, the only defensive player, and that was our Marcellus Dial, 6th pick, 180 overall. Then they take Joel Milton III, and they take a tight end with the 7th pick, and then they had, I think, 10 undrafted free agents.
Yep.
So overall, I don't want to do the whole, I guess we'll just do the whole, what, you know, give it a grade. Wiggy gave it an A+. I mean, overall, how do you think they did?
A+. They went out and got my guy, despite the fact that you said he sucked and you argued against me last Wednesday when I did my hit. You were all poo-pooing Drake May, and then somehow around 8:30
on Thursday night. Like, you continually just drive this narrative that I didn't like Drake May. There
you
wasn't
yelled
the fact
at me.
That I didn't like Drake May. It could have been the hat you were wearing.
I didn't have a hat on. I was on the phone.
You have this weird assumption that I didn't like Drake May. But what you really want is more credit for being right. Mm. That's what you want, right?
I could not have been more right.
You picked a horse. You were right. It wasn't like it was difficult because it had been those three guys since the beginning.
I don't know
of the new year.
JJ McCarthy, watch out for him. Watch out for the trade. I was like, they're gonna stick. They're gonna pick. They're gonna take May. And that's where I give Elliot Wolf. He did a good job, I thought, BSing for a lot of the lead.
Wait, hold on. You think he did a good job at BSing,
yeah,
or for BSing, or BSing in general?
BSing. I mean, go back to the Thursday before the draft when he held his pre-draft press conference, and he was like, wow, there's really like four or five quarterbacks we could take at three, which he was kind of right on that with all the quarterbacks going in the top 12 picks. But then he's like, and we don't need to draft anything. We have no needs. Offensively, we have NFL wide receivers. We have NFL offensive linemen. We have NFL everything. And then he goes out there and he goes, boom, quarterback. Boom, wide receiver. Boom, offensive lineman. Huh, really feels like you're drafting for need, Elliot. He sold us on open for business, right? We're ready. We're listening. When they were on the clock, they could not have run up faster with Drake May. They were not using all 10 minutes to figure out if somebody would come with some late Godfather bag offer. He bag-jobbed us all.
No,
he got the damn stud.
Do you really think?
Stud.
Hold on. One thing at a time. Do you really think that he fooled anybody?
I heard a lot of people fooled.
Like who?
A lot of the general public.
Who really thought?
I had Curran and Perry telling me like, JJ McCarthy's a legitimate possibility.
Not even worried about it. Here's the thing. They're all, I guess, could be picked. They're all possible draft selections.
No, they are. There was no way they were taking JJ over May.
Here's what we found. I thought I was not taking the cheese on any of that stuff. I wasn't. My main thing about Drake May wasn't that I didn't like him, was the fact that I thought, like they did, that all of them were pretty similar. All of them had good things. All of them had bad things. But for the most part, I'd be fine with any of them.
When you say of them, like how big
the top
the group?
Six are talking about. You're talking about, okay, Caleb, Jaden, all the quarterbacks.
So you think Bo Nix and Drake May are comparable?
Here's the thing. I like Bo Nix for specific reasons different than I liked Drake May. There's a lot of things that Bo Nix did that I was like, wow, this guy's really smart. He's really clever. He's very good at the line of scrimmage. And I mentioned this time and time again. The smartest guy that I saw just by watching, listen, I didn't watch every single play of every single down. I can't brag that I watched every throw they ever made. But the amount of college football that I watched, and then after their season was over, I was like, dude, this guy is legit smart at directing traffic, organizing his wide receivers, talking to his linemen, not taking the cheese on defensive stunts and blitzes and them trying to bait him into something. That is what I saw. Now, you wanted to go Bo Nix and go, well, he never threw it deep, and he always threw it sideways. Okay, fine. I didn't have a problem with that. And there are tons of offenses where that's relied on. Like, that's the thing. So what does it turn out to? What do you think the final key is for one coach liking, if they had the pick of all six quarterbacks, and let's just assume all six quarterbacks are physically equal and they're all talented in their same regard, right? Mm. So you're going to get the same talent no matter what, no matter who you pick. What is ultimately the underlying factor that convinces you to pick one guy over the other if they're all the same?
Well, if they're all the same, but they're not. But if
hold
they're
on,
all
then
the
no,
same.
We're, okay. we're in I'm imagination playing. Line I'm right playing. Now. Okay, stop being so aggressive so early in the morning.
I really don't like
your attitude so far.
I can't help it. It's Monday morning. I got a coffee. I'm ready.
You're just mad that Gresh called in sick.
I did have some plans today that kind of got derailed.
It's like, oh, should I answer the phone?
So
imagine that's the situation.
For me?
No, fine.
If I'm making the pick, I think it's that drive and work ethic. Like, the want to.
His personality. Would you say personality would be a fair word to use?
That's a way to encompass that.
Yeah, just all of it. That would be his drive, his work ethic, his attitude.
Because if he's Mike Vick or Kyler Murray, who would rather play video games and ignore scouting reports, I feel like no matter how talented he is, I'm not getting to where I need to get in the NFL.
Yeah, and I would put that as like, does he give a crap? Is he Johnny Manziel? Is he going to study?
Right.
Is he going to play video games?
Because
like
they all
Kyler
have
Murray?
Talent. We can argue the level of talent, but they all have NFL caliber talent. It's those intangibles and all the crap they're going to have to do. We hear Gerard say it all the time about how he's been surprised becoming a head coach, all the crap you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have time to just sit down and watch tape for 10 hours a day. Quarterback's the same thing. There is crap everywhere for a quarterback. He's practically a coach, right? Like the extra meetings, the extra studying, the dealing with wide receivers coming to you bitching about their role in the, like there is a lot of crap that goes into being a quarterback other than just dropping back five steps, hit the guy when he cuts, right? Like that's probably the easiest part of the job for a lot of these guys at some point.
So my thing is, my thing was personality. Now, we were out there in Detroit, you know, we got to see him in person, which I thought was important.
What was your eyeball test of him? Just like visual of the body.
So young and so, listen, I know he's 21 and he's basically a man, but he ain't NFL man.
Right.
He won't be really physically, you know, capped out until he's 24.
And I love that.
25.
I love that.
So he's going to grow physically. Like, he's just going to get stronger. He's going to get faster. I mean, technically, he still would have, let me see. So he wasn't a COVID kid, right? So he wasn't that 2020 recruiting class. So he's got, he only has two more years left.
Yeah, assuming. He could.
No, he could. He could redshirt. But
if he wanted to go the Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and be the 23, 24-year-old prospect,
So
and then he wouldn't be. Bill kept saying it on the Pat McAfee show. Like
he didn't play enough.
He hasn't played a lot. Well, first of all, not true. He played more than Mac Jones played when you drafted him. But you were okay taking Mac Jones
as a two-year starter. True sophomore, he was the ACC player of the year
with 5,000 yards.
Okay, what are we talking about? That to me, I don't know how much you need to see.
Who's a bigger fraud, Fourier or Bill? We'll do that later in the show.
Here is the question. So I know why they like him. So. When you hear him talk, because I've never heard, they talk so much about his family. It's the Duke boys is what it is. This brother's name is Luke. The other brother's name is Cole. The other one is was Bo, Luke, Cole, and Drake. Dad is Mark.
Is it really Bo and Luke?
Yes. Look it up. It's the Duke boys. It's the Duke boys. I actually was like, this is Gronk 2.0.
There's no Daisy?
Cooter's probably the dog. Daisy's probably somebody's girlfriend. Who the hell knows? But it is. Like, you can see. So the dude has been pushed around, kicked around, literally his entire life because he's the youngest of four boys. He's been following his brothers to all their games. One brother won a national championship at Florida for baseball. The other ones played basketball. But they've always been in high-level, you know, competitive environment, right? So you can just understand why he hates to lose. He probably got teased when he did. They probably, like, kicked him a lot. They probably beat his ass a lot, taught him a lesson just because you're the youngest. So the dude has a layer of just armor on him that I think they like, and I think they like that personality, and I think they like the massive amount of upside because he is so young and raw. He is a prospect otherwise. But so that's why I think they personally fell in love. Just like Atlanta fell in love with Michael Penix when they sent their entire franchise out to Washington to talk to this guy and meet with them so they could fall in love. It's like they stacked the deck in their favor to force themselves to fall in love.
But for the Patriots in May, you also fall in love with 6'4", 225, which, as you said, by 24 is probably 240. He's still filling out. Strong arm, athleticism, you fall in love with some of that other stuff first. It's kind of like with a woman you see from afar. Something attracts you visually to her, correct?
Okay, yeah, then you do some more digging.
Then you get, maybe you have a drink and you're like, oh.
Oh, that's stage
kind of
two
funny.
Complete.
Right,
okay.
Now we go to dinner. Like,
do you like visors? How are you with short men?
Hey. Where did this go?
I'm just figuring that was your dating experience.
But the first thing that draws you to her, there's some sort of attraction.
Yeah. Right?
Visual, looks-based attraction. People can tell me that's shallow, but yeah, that's how the world works.
No, it's
Sorry.
Real.
Happens with animals,
and it's,
too.
And it's in
There's a reason
too.
Why the male birds are all flashy because they're trying to attract the girl and the whole
peacocks,
thing. It's nature, right?
Yep.
It's nature, not
how
nurture.
How do I show off?
You got to show off, right? Yeah. You flare out. And so the first thing is the talent, because that's where your little hypothetical goes awry when you said all six guys? They're not the same physical talent.
I know they're not.
Because I do like –
the exercise is assuming that they are – and then you're if it's like use your pretty woman analogy, if they're all gorgeous and they're all hot, something has to set one apart from the other, and that is their personality.
Or money.
That is their that's it. That's just got to be their person. If they're all hot, then what makes one different
but
than the other one?
But they're not all the same hot. You can be hot brunette versus hot blonde versus.
I'm assuming they're all redheads.
You a bum guy
five,
or a
seven.
Chest guy. You know, there's a lot of different assets there.
You are terrible at the analogy game.
No, you're terrible.
You're terrible at it. You're
so
terrible at the
can
analogy.
I actually thought you were going down a different road. And I went,
Which one?
If the Patriots could have picked any of the quarterbacks, where do you think Drake May would have ranked for them? Do you think he was the third quarterback on their board, the second, the first?
My thing is I think they wanted Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
And I think they understood early on in the process that they were not going to get him because regardless of what was being said, nobody was buying it. So they said, okay, let's spend more time. And then we talked to Drake May's offensive coordinator, Chip Lindsey.
The guy responsible for his stats falling off the board.
I didn't even want to bring that up. I didn't want to bring it up, you know. But
hey, coach, how come he wasn't as good under you?
Yeah, he's going to blame the offensive line. It was weird when he talked to, like, we didn't want to really make him so defensive, but that was the massive issue.
Right.
What happened when you took over? He was hired in December of 2022. So what happened after he was ACC Player of the Year?
You took a developing 5,000-yard player, and he went backwards.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned how the staff had been, I'll just use my own words, poking around for the last year and a half. So they knew there was something there. So they were gathering information, sitting in on meetings, talking to the coaches, really getting an understanding of what makes them tick. Because I am, like, watching the draft – like I was blown away by how some guys get undrafted or they're late draft picks, and I started trying to figure out, like, you start understanding what's important. So, for example, like the tight end at CSU, Dallin Holker, I think is his name, second team All American tight end, caught a bunch of balls. Older guy because he went to BYU, then he went on a mission, then he came back. I saw him in person. I saw a lot of dude. This guy is unbelievable. Like, he is so unbelievably talented. Catch and run. It doesn't matter where the ball is. The dude catches it.
Okay.
So then you start doing the measurables, and you see that he's a little undersized, a little bit, you know, and you start questioning if he can hold up at the point of attack, and you wonder, like, if he can get open against this guy or that guy. He goes undrafted. He goes undrafted. I'm amazed this guy didn't get drafted. But there was something that they saw that, like, and it wasn't medical. It had just something to do with his, like, and it wasn't character. There wasn't a security issue with him. He's married, and he's just, like, living the cleanest life as anyone could live, and every team passed him. He ended up going to New Orleans. And I was like, wow, like, because they look at certain things, and as soon as they don't see what they want, they go, bye, next guy.
Yep.
It just is that simple. So at the end, everybody has a pet cat, and everybody has a pet cat for a reason. So the Patriots fell in love with Drake May. I think their real options were Drake, Penix, Bo Nix. Am I missing anybody after Bo Nix?
Well, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, J.J. McCarthy. I think those were your legit four options.
I think Caleb was Daniels going and May all along.
No, but I don't think that Daniels wasn't really an option for them.
No, but
I
had
think
he gone,
knew,
I just think they knew they were getting one of those two quarterbacks and they liked one of those two quarterbacks and were taking one of those two quarterbacks. I didn't really buy all the smoke screens
of
J.J. Penix.
But what I did buy was J.J. McCarthy coming out early, not having the stats – winning a national championship. And then people started weighing on and adding his high school stats as another sign that he was, you know, a really good pick. I wasn't buying any of that.
Do you think there's any NFL prospect quarterbacks that were like 0-10 in high school?
Didn't Brady have a crappy year? Didn't he go defeated one year?
I don't think so. I think he didn't play as a freshman, and then I think it took off from there.
I don't think he was great.
I think when he did the Dan Fouts interview, he was like in a San Mateo playoff game. Like, my point is, if you ended up at a high-level college, which allowed you to then be an NFL prospect, I bet you won games in high school. I think it'd be very, 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 very extremely rare to be like 0-10 in high school as an NFL quarterback.
Like, if you're Jaden Daniels in high school,
right?
Even if your O-line sucks, you're running for
five
touchdowns.
Exactly.
Just give him the ball and get out of the way.
I just can't envision. So, oh, he won in high school. Great. So did Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like, so did Mac
Jones.
No, that
was the comp.
What are we doing?
And Mac Jones. So I just do. I can, when I, when you hear about it, you can understand why they liked him and why they were like betting on the upside. Like, I can easily see how if you take a trip down to North Carolina and you go to Chapel Hill and, you know, you go to, you know, Seattle, Washington, you see Penix, you go to, you know, wherever the hell, was it Beaverton? That's not Beaverton. Eugene. I can understand how you fell in love with these guys. And especially if you devote more time to one guy, I also feel like you start convincing yourself, even though there's red flags, that this guy is better than the other one because you devoted more time to him.
Sure. Right? Well, that's like the Elliott Wolf thing, which I happen to agree with him saying, you know, they had some adversity this year. It was all on Drake's shoulders, and the media tried to get him to throw people under the bus. But every post game, he'd go to the podium and he would say the right things. I think all of that is good. I think it's easy to be J.J. McCarthy. I think it's easy to be 27-1. I think everybody can lead when you're winning and you're surrounded by talent and coaching.
Yeah, and all the kooky things that you do against the goalposts,
right,
seems endearing.
That's stupid when you lose. It's stupid.
It's like, no, it doesn't work. But
Drake May dealt with adversity, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it did. No,
right?
He did.
Because when did Mac Jones start dealing with adversity? Year two. And what happened there?
He melted like the Wicked Witch.
Okay, listen. How did the Patriots?
Are you taking a break? Where are we going?
No, we're done. Dude. We haven't stopped once, and we still got a lot to get to in a short time to
get
there.
What's the clock on this place?
Scott McLaughlin. We don't know the new clock? What are you talking about? Scott McLaughlin, Odyssey insider, our hockey nerd, is going to join us at 12:30. He's actually going to be at the Bruins skate this morning. That starts at 11. We'll do some Celtics. I want to get your opinion on, Jerod Mayo this morning. I think you heard something because Jerod Mayo was on the Greg Hill show, and he said something about hats.
Ooh, visors?
That bugs you. And we'll take your calls at 617-779-7937.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, we're just flying through this show already. So now we're back to normal. All right, Andy.
What is
back
normal?
To normal.
Who decides normal?
Back to normal. Regular rotation. No big deal. I'm going to play you the whole, Jerod Mayo wearing too many hats. But first, are you amazed by the amount of attention that the draft gets?
When I saw, and you were part of this, 750,000
people. 775,000 people in a 3-day event.
Like, were they paying people to be there? Were they giving away free beer? Were they?
Okay, so
how did they get people there?
This is the crazy.
Did you think it was cool?
Okay. No. No, and I'm just being honest.
Wait a minute. 750,000 people can't be wrong.
Okay, so here's what happens. Okay, so I get the excitement for the first round, okay, but it's 10 minutes between each round. So you saw, like, where everybody was standing around.
Hart Plaza, right?
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Name recognition. So what happens is they all just, like, there it is. If you go to Twitch, you can see it. They just mill around in an area. It's not a concert. It's not a Broadway play. It's nothing. It's not a real game. So in the first round, every 10 minutes, somebody comes up, and it's obviously in the first round, it's commissioner. He says a name. Sometimes the player is there. Sometimes it isn't. That guy takes a picture, holds up a jersey, and then he leaves. Okay? Day two and day three is even worse. So day two, they had just as many people as day one, and they just stand there looking at this stage. And then on day two, you got rounds two and three, and you're like, okay, some random dude comes up, he announces a name, and then he leaves. And everyone just stands there looking in the stage. Now, you're not supposed to bring alcohol, but there are some people who bring some beer. It's not like somebody's walking around asking you if you want something to eat. There's no tables. You stand the entire time.
Sounds like my hell.
Here's the thing. I don't understand how they do it. Now, if you go to Twitch and follow WEI, you'll see the super fans. Those guys have seats. So each team has a certain little area where they have, like, you know, 15 to 20 seats, and those guys dress up like lunatics. But the most of the people just randomly stand up looking at a stage.
We have some breaking news.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Do we need a breaking news?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's wait for Nick to find it, because I don't know what it is.
We interrupt this program. This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
So the New England Patriots are betting that defensive tackle Christian Barmore will be a key piece of their defense moving forward. According to Adam Schefter mere moments ago, Christian Barmore and the Patriots reached agreement on a 4-year deal with a maximum value of $92 million. And then, as we always have to put in this day and age, the deal was negotiated and confirmed by Nicole Lynn of Clutch Sports. So Christian Barmore.
I hate that. Why are you adding the agent's name? Like, is it, oh, I'll give you this information if you say my name.
Quid pro quo.
Stop it.
That's what it is.
It is. Okay, I hate it. All right,
but more importantly, you have locked up Kyle Duggar, and now you have locked up Christian Barmore to be the centerpiece, and obviously Mike Onwenu and some other guys. But
yeah,
the
Christian Gonzalez is centerpiece,
young Christian Gonzalez. But I love this. I think Ramondre Stevenson is probably next in line as they keep all those people that Bill Belichick draft that sucked that they continue to re-sign. Christian Barmore is going to be the centerpiece of your defense. I love it. And by the way, up to $92 million comes in a little lower than I thought. I thought it would be more like a $90 million deal that would be up to 100.
So what do you think is his real – what I always try to figure out is what the real number is, and you don't have a – and the real number, honest to God, is your signing bonus. Just call it your guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And your first 2 years.
Right.
Whatever your signing bonus in your first 2 years is, that is your real money. Now do the average annual for that for 4 years.
So I wonder
– $41.8 million in guarantees per Jeremy Fowler.
Yeah, wow. I'm guessing this is an extension too. I don't know if you found that, if this is a true extension.
Well, he's a second-round pick, so his term –
This is his fourth year after –
So this is it. He doesn't have the fifth-year option like a first-round pick.
So I'm wondering if this is a true extension that kicks in. So you have him for 5 years moving forward – with 40-something million guarantee. I was going to say around $50 million would have been where I would have guessed.
Bill can't draft to save his life, can he?
He drafted a $100 million defensive lineman right here.
Yeah, he did.
I love it. The one question with Barmore, the two questions. I would say he has not totally reached peak potential. I still think some of us believe he has more of like an all-pro caliber potential than he's really reached. And he's had that knee injury that's kind of been just below the surface that he's dealt with over the course of his career, which is always a concern with these long-term big-money deals. But he's a great player, and he makes everybody on that defense better. He makes Juwan Bentley better and Jelani Tavai. He's part of the reason you can have some of those guys at that caliber of player behind him. I love it. This defense, certainly. So Jerod Mayo doesn't get necessarily draft picks, right, for his defense, but he's getting to keep all the good players on his defense via contracts.
Yeah, that was a guy that I don't think anyone has an issue with him. I think he's a great personality. I think if now if Bill was here, here's what you see. If Bill was here, would he have done this? Which yes. I think I would like to kind of move away from. Because I heard something really funny this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Some caller called up and, you know, Bill during his, appearance on Pat McAfee, breaking down the draft board and the draft and all the guys, you know, some of the needs were a quarterback, wide receiver, obviously. And they draft all these wide receivers and the caller's like, yeah, you know, I love it how Bill's like on the Pat McAfee show talking about all the Patriots have needs at wide receivers, but he wouldn't have drafted any of these wide receivers. And like he would have said that now he can acknowledge that there's a need. But based on his draft history with receivers, he probably doesn't draft either one of these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the new age Bill would have looked like trying to move forward because we're never going to have to play that reality, right? That went out the door. I do think he would have signed Barmore. I do think Barmore is the type of guy he signs. He likes defensive linemen. He obviously valued those throughout his Patriots tenure. And he signed guys that were worthy of being signing. And I think he looks at Barmore as a transformational, makes everybody else better kind of player, not necessarily, you know, that Deion Branch. When Deion Branch wanted number one receiver money and Bill's like, yeah, but you're not a number one wide receiver, ship him out, right? But if you're really good like Barmore is, if you're in that world of dominant defensive linemen, I think he would have paid him. So I think this is a good deal for them. That's lower than I expected.
Well, that's one of those things where
they got Onwenu for lower than I expected. They got Duggar for probably about what I expected. And then to get Barmore for a little bit lower, because these contracts, the kid from Baltimore just signed a massive contract. Quinnen Williams has them. These D-line contracts have exploded to the $100 million level.
Well, then this must be a situation where he said, listen, you got 1 year left in your contract. We're going to sign you now. We're going to lock you up now. Now, sure. Listen, you could have a monster year and you could outperform this extension that we're going to give you. Or you could just, you know.
You could miss 12 games because of that knee issue.
Exactly.
And if you hit free agency coming off 12 games missed.
And that is one of those things where, like, I take the money personally. If I know I have an injury history, like, I'm just not even questioning it. $41 million guaranteed no matter what I do.
That's lottery. That's generational wealth.
All right, so the draft, it is what it is. It's over. But I wanted to bring this up real quickly because and we'll play more of this at 1 o'clock because Jerod Mayo was on the Greg Hill Show. And he talked for a lot. And first of all, like, I think he's doing an excellent job. When I think about like the way he's handling the media, when I think about how he's answering questions, how he's admitting that he's wrong, how he's you know getting excited. So he talks about like burning cash. He talked about all that stuff, but that's not the clip I want to play. This is something that you picked up on when you heard Wiggy ask a question about hats. And here you go.
You know, obviously they know you when you were a player, now as a coach. How do you balance those two, that balancing act of, all right, I'm going to put my player's hat on here to coach the team versus I got now my coach's hat on?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have my coach's hat on for the majority of the time. What I will say is, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, taking some of those philosophies that we had on the defensive side of the ball and really spreading it through the rest of the team. Look, we brought in 17 new coaches, all with great energy, but they also have to be firm. Like we have things that we need to get done. Accountability amongst the players is always a big thing. Whether you have a player hat on or coach's hat, we're all responsible. And our job as coaches are to put those guys in the right place so they can go out there and make plays. I always say, look, here's your canvas. I don't care what picture you paint on the canvas, just stay on the canvas. And as long as we do that, I think we'll be going in the right direction.
So this probably makes a lot of sense.
What's your problem with hats?
Bill Belichick, as Steve Belichick famously told us a couple of years ago, still wears all the hats in this organization, right? Right up till the end, Bill wore every hat. So it probably makes a lot of sense with Bill gone. All the people that are left have no idea which hat they're supposed to. They all grabbed a few of the hats that fell off Bill's head as he walked out the door. So I have to hear Robert Kraft say, well, putting on my fan hat. Nope, you're not a fan. Sorry, Robert. You lost the ability to be a fan when you bought the team, and the team turned into a $7, $8 billion, whatever the hell. Nope, you're an owner. And now, Jerod Mayo, you aren't a player. You don't have a player hat anymore. Don't put your player hat on. At all times, I don't know how much money you're making, but I do know this. Robert Kraft liked you so much, he signed you to be the head coach while Bill was still the head coach. And that may have been off-putting to Bill Belichick, right? That may have been a flaw, a little hair across his bum.
You think he had an issue with it once he found out about it?
I don't think he liked it.
People who were loyal to him had an issue with it when they found out about it.
I don't think they liked it. Created silos
and you know and little groups of people bitching and complaining.
Yeah.
Wow. How funny.
When you bring in somebody's replacement and make it obvious, I think it creates issues. I think we saw it with the Boston Red Sox. Hey, Trevor Story is your new second baseman. For now, wink, wink, Xander, get the hell out, even though you had a conversation together. Nobody likes to have their replacement sitting next to them. No one does. Unless you're like 97 and you know you're done. Your time is over.
So stop caring. Hold on. Hold that thought real quick. I want to follow this up.
Just rolling.
I know. But listen, this is how it works. Like, it's just this, like the magic. It's just is so pure and unique. Because we do have the weekend revisited at 11. I want to make sure we get into the Celtics. Jaylen Brown said something that I thought makes so much sense, and I'm glad somebody finally identified it and tagged it with a really cool name. That's at 11:20.
Ubuntu.
But first, let's take a quick break. I want to follow this up real quick.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
All right, Gresh and Fauria. Gresh is out. Got a tummy ache, too much fried chicken. So we're just discussing the quick little sound drop that we had for Mayo this morning on the Greg Hill Show about now Kraft does this all the time, too, how he says someone will ask him a question and he will say, hold on, let me put my fan hat on and answer this question. And you don't like that.
I don't, because I feel like it's a convenient way to say something that you're not really comfortable saying. But no, I packaged it in a different way. Robert Kraft, the owner, isn't saying this. Robert Kraft, the fan, same person, same brain, same mouth, same words. Like, you couldn't, this is an extreme example, but if Christian Fauria said the host at WEEI loves Ken Laird. But putting my expatriate hat on, Christian Fauria hates Ken Laird. No. Christian Fauria said it. Right? Like, it's this weird
it
way
is way
to
of protecting yourself from criticism.
Yeah.
And I always felt like that was like a weird – that's like – I always felt that way when a – the only time – well, there's two times where I had the head coach who was my head coach and my GM was when I was with Seattle, and Holmgren was it was both, and Bill. But Bill wasn't even wearing both hats when I first got here.
Player hat on, a coach's hat.
Yeah, that's a good example when they negotiate with you, right?
I was wondering.
Coach is like, I love you, man. I want to have you. The GM's like, you're making way too
much
money.
Like, it is legit the old, like, Marvel, I don't know if it's Marvel or DC character, Two-Face.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. He turns around. He says, hold on. He turns around, and he says, okay, now I'm the manager. Then he turns back around. Now I'm the head coach. Flips it around again, and you get confused.
So let me ask you a question that I am old school. You know it. I'm an old school hardo, and I can't help it. It is who I am. So when they put Drake May on the phone, Coach Mayo says, hey, it's Gerard. Do you like that? Does that bother you? Because I know for years it was, it's Coach Belichick. Yeah, Drake, happy to have you aboard. Does it bother you at all that he said, and I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying this is a new age thing. When the head coach says, hey, it's Gerard.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is that, think? is I wonder if that's a guy that isn't comfortable being a head coach. It's weird. I didn't even pick up on that.
And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I just want to throw. It's like, you know how some people.
I don't have a problem.
Hey,
with
Mr.
It.
Hart. Call me Andy. No, you know, Mr. Hart's my dad.
So
he's
I
dead.
Called my I called all my coaches by their first name.
Okay. Always.
Yeah. Like,
college.
Well, I mean, I think I would use both. It was like, it wasn't like, oh, this is the proper way of speaking to. It's like Mr. Fourier, Mr. Hart, like when kids come to your house.
Yeah.
I don't like it when he goes like, hey, Christian. Like, no, that doesn't work in this household. Like, we're not on a first name basis. And for all I know, we'll never see you again in the rest of my life. So call me Mr. Okay. So that I don't like that. But it is. No, I think I kind of like that. Like, why does it matter if he's coach or if he's drawn?
I didn't say it mattered. I just want to say I'm posing a question.
Now you got me spinning. Like, does it matter? Is that another silo? Is that another silo that has been torn down?
Is there a lack of authority? The authoritative figure, Coach Belichick, right? Now, for example, all the linemen called Scar.
Yeah, exactly. Right? There's another example.
And I think they were as fearful of him as anybody could be of any coach at any time, right? So they there was a certain hierarchy there. It's not like they were too close. They weren't going drinking with Scar. Oh, my boy Scar, we're going to get some beers. Let's go. No, they feared him in a way that they probably shouldn't have when they're three times his size. So it struck me because I'd seen 20-something years of Coach Belichick and then, hey, it's Gerard. Is that just a visual of what is actually happening? You have a young coach. You have a new generation of coaching. You have a coach who coaches out of love and answers the whys and takes down the silos. Or is it going to be a problem where are the lines blurred? Is he really running this show? Is he really the authoritative figure? Or is he a 37-year-old guy who maybe isn't real comfortable, as you said, being the top dog? I don't know. I'm asking questions.
I think
my fan hat on. This isn't Andy, the radio host. So my fan hat.
We'll do more of this at 1. We'll play you a couple more clips at 1 o'clock. But we got too much stuff to get to play it now. But I will say this. What's been evident is, obviously, he is making so many just rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think there is a, like, you know, getting used to being the head coach. And like any head coach, once you kind of finally get the job, you realize, holy crap. Like, hey, is this guy going to start? Well, I don't know. I'll let Alex Van Pelt handle that. I'll ask Ben McAdoo, you know, what his opinions are and whether he – because that's the next question for Gerard Mayo and Drake May is, do you start him right away? Or do you, regardless of how well you think he looks, sit him just because?
Is it the coach hat making the decision or
No, it can't be player, right? It's going to have to be.
Or fan hat.
He's going to have to be coach hat.
Coach hat? I think you evaluate it as it goes along. I think the working, you want him to start, in my opinion. You want
Drake May to start. That he can start right away.
But you're not doing it no matter what happens between May, June, July. Like, if he can't play. If he's one of those quarterbacks you tell me about all the time that ends his play call with a question mark,
yeah,
can't do it. Jacoby, you're starting. It ends with a period or maybe even an exclamation point, but it doesn't end with a question mark.
Even if you're wrong.
Right.
Even if you're wrong, say it with an exclamation
point.
So
if all of that is transpiring in July and August, you can't just throw him to the wolves. That's not good for you, him. That's the other thing. Gerard, you're not a player anymore. Gerard, what you do will decide the lives of hundreds of people. You said it yourself, Gerard. You brought in 17 new coaches. Each one of those coaches has a wife, has kids, has family. So multiply it by 4, right? And careers are going to be decided on your decisions. So you can say rookie mistake, but if you keep making rookie mistakes, you're going to cost Robert Kraft somewhere in the range of $500 million or $1 billion, and you're going to cost every one of those people their jobs, their lives, their livelihoods, their where they're living, right? So, like, at some point, he needs to put his big boy pants on and keep the coach hat on and realize he is steering that ship. And it's not – he's got help, but all the help's behind him, right? Should anybody be standing equal to Gerard Mayo to his left and to his right,
well,
or are they behind
him? If there's no silos and it's collaborative, then they should all be standing right next to him.
See,
where you see one set of footprints, that's when I carried you, Gerard. That's the whole, like, religious line.
Collaborative?
You see on posters in every Christian family's home.
Collaboratives don't get fired. People get fired.
There was interesting, though, right when the draft was over, he did a ton of interviews. I'm amazed, like, how many interviews they have all done. And all of them are talking and lots of personality, right?
Does that bother you?
No, I like it. Okay. Just be you. I don't want you to. Don't try to hide it. I will respect you more if you're just yourself. Like, and if you fumble your words, and if you say something stupid, like you said today, that you'll hear at one. Just say, you know what? Probably should have said that. My bad.
Right.
I was new. I was excited.
Big believer in that. If you just say I screwed up, okay, the conversation's done.
Which is like for Bill, like you see Bill on the Pat McAfee show, and you see him doing like interviews with people that he likes and that he respects, where he, you know, drops the wall. Then you see Bill as a coach. Which one is the real Bill? Which one is it? The fun loving storytelling Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show, or is it the demanding, you know, just, you know, tough taskmaster type of guy that was a coach for all these years? Which one is true to who he is?
It's closer to the latter, in my opinion. I think the person on the Pat McAfee show is a person on TV playing a character.
You think that's less of who he really is?
Absolutely.
Because he does feel a little uncomfortable when he's doing it.
Fake. It's fake. And I get why it's fake.
Why do you think it's fake? Why do you think he can have a personality? Like, if you was to go out to dinner with you and I, just like, let's just cut it. Let's just, like, have a good old boy time.
Would be awesome. We'd be taking digs at each other.
Yeah, he would do that.
Right, but it wouldn't be with the big smile from Pat McAfee and all cheery.
It'll be different.
It would be a snarky dinner.
Okay. I would wish he would go back to the snarky guy.
He has to rehab first. He's trying to get a job. He wants to seem young. No. He wants a job as an HC of an NFL team.
Oh, okay.
And he has to seem young. He has to seem capable of interacting on a modern level.
Relatable.
And there's no more relatable than the Pat McAfee podcast.
First off, before we start our second official show of the Pat McAfee show, before I get started with you, Peyton Manning and Eli, I just want you to call me Bill.
Right.
Just call me Bill. Call me William if you really want to make
it proper.
Call
me B-Dubs.
Yeah, let's give me a real cool nickname and a chain with it encrusted in gold and diamonds. And I'll wear it around my neck proudly. All right, so the weekend revisit. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
This segment we do every Monday at 11 o'clock.
I listen every Monday at 11.
So this is where we all get a chance to, you know, talk about the stories that we saw that we thought were, you know, interesting or controversial.
Mm.
And then you and everybody gets a turn. And then we'll do that next right after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.